Welcome. This is Dining Out Metro West, and we are the most delicious hour on the air. And we're your hosts, Christina Andrianopoulos.
And Alan Eisenberg.
And we are on WCRN Radio, and that's AM 830 on your dial, and it's 50,000 watts. And we welcome your emails and comments, and make sure you take this number down because we're going to give so many things away at 866-927-6830, 866-927-6830. And Alan, I feel so badly for you. You're calling in from Boca, you poor thing.
I guess I got out just in time. I understand it snowed on Tuesday.
It sure did. We had snow and also record cold weather. It's warmed up this weekend a little bit, but
good.
Record cold weather.
I understand on Thursday it got as low as 9. Is that correct?
Yeah, when I woke up in the morning on Thursday, the TV said 2 degrees. So.
Oh, boy. Well, yeah. Strangely enough, here in Boca and in South Florida, they also had record low temperatures, really. It even got down to 33 on Wednesday and Thursday. But today, Saturday, it should go between 74 and 78, back to normal, and it sure is nice.
Oh, that you know, that's great. I'd like to hop on the direct air from Worcester and get down there.
You should. I'm already cultivating my tan.
Oh, okay. Well, then, you know what? I'm going to be there very soon.
That'll be good.
But anyway, on Dining Out Metro West, we have a very exciting show today. And again, as I said, Alan, we're just going to give things away. So people just
good.
Tune in and listen. We have some great guests. One of our guests is the famous John Piccolo from Piccolo's on Shrewsbury Street. Piccolo's has been around for quite a few years, serving wonderful Italian food. And he's going to come and tell us what's going on with his restaurant, talk about some of the new items on his menu, as well as what's happening on Restaurant Row on the street.
That's great. John is a very good executive chef, a very good restaurant operator, and a very nice guy.
He is, and I bumped into him hobnobbing. Actually, we bumped into each other at Maxwell's last weekend, and I grabbed him, and I said, "You're the hardest person to get a hold of. I'm booking you right now."
So I booked him. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, and he's coming on, so that's great.
Yeah. And who's your next guest? Who's our next guest?
We also have a very innovative and fashionable young man, Luke Valancourt. And Luke Valancourt started an online social directory with the pulse of the city called Worcester Scene. And WorcesterScene.com has little news briefs. And his desire was, when he moved back to Worcester too, and his desire was that at 1, 2, 3 clicks, you knew exactly what was going on in the city, how to get in touch with restaurants or social venues or theater or anything going on in the city, and you feel very connected like people do listening to our show.
Yep.
And our website, too, diningoutmetro.com. So we're going to collaborate between Worcester Scene and Dining Out Metro West, and we're going to do stuff together.
I think that's terrific. That's a great service. And once and for all, we'll quiet those people who say there's nothing to do in Worcester when we know otherwise.
Welcome back. This is Dining Out Metro West, and we are on WCRN AM 830. And it's warmed up to a balmy 46 degrees today. And we have Alan. And Alan, I feel so badly for you. You're calling from Boca?
Yes, where it's going to be between 74 and 78 this Saturday afternoon. The sun is shining, and it's been very nice being here. Is our guest ready? Or,
we have Luke here, but I just wanted all of us to feel so badly for you.
Yeah, I know.
You poor thing.
I accept your sympathy.
Okay. Anyway, we have Luke Valancourt right here, sitting right across from me. Hi, Luke. How are you?
Outstanding. How are you today?
Good. Hi, Luke. Welcome to Dining Out Metro West.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Alan, Luke arrived here. I heard his story a little bit about a couple of weeks ago, and I said, you've got to be on our show because you had the same thoughts that we did when we first launched Dining Out Metro West. So let Luke tell it in his own voice.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? I moved. I've always been from the Worcester area, And I went to college and grad school out in Rochester, New York, and every time I came back to visit Worcester, I was amazed at the amount of progress that the city's come, from, just having new restaurants, bars and clubs, the arts and culture, the shopping boutiques. The city's really transformed from, a nice, quiet, small city to a more progressive city with a lot to do. And one of the problems when I moved back in the area was the fact that I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know all of the businesses that were out there, because a lot of them were small businesses that didn't have a marketing budget. They didn't have websites, and they didn't have, the budget to do advertising. So what I decided to do is create WorcesterScene.com. And what it is, it's a online resource and directory for business listings. It's a free directory for the businesses to be listed on. It features their phone number, contact information, a little biography on the business. So it kind of gives them a free way to have a little web exposure.
That's great. And Alan, when you log onto your computer, you should go to WorcesterScene.com. So we're talking to Luke Valancourt here on Dining Out Metro West on WCRN AM 830. And it's spectacular. It's what every metropolis needs. It needs an online directory that in two clicks you can see what's going on in the city.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. The whole purpose was to make it quick and easy to find the information that you're looking for. I started the site because I was trying to find a phone number for a business, and it took me, because it was a new business, it took me about 3 days to actually find the information that I wanted. So my business partner and I, we make sure the site is up to date. We keep all the information relevant, and we make it easy to find.
It's great. For example,
badly needed, no question about it. Nice going. Good thinking.
Thank you.
Also, Ellen, I've logged on to the website right now. I'm looking at it, and you can go right over to VIA, and you can click on, and you can get their address and telephone number, and it tells you what kind of food they serve, and it tells you if it's a hotspot or a Wi-Fi hotspot. Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. And with a little image, too, of it.
Absolutely.
Oh, this is fantastic. And then you have nightlife and shopping. So again, this is WorcesterScene.com. And we're going to collaborate with Luke, Alan, and because we do very similar, not as extensive because we're not a directory. We're a radio program. But it would be great if we shared information.
Absolutely.
That would be great.
I think that's terrific. You know, Luke, one of the reasons we do the show on Saturday is an awful lot of people have said to us, we like listening to your show on Saturday morning. That helps us decide where to go to dinner Saturday night.
Yep.
And that's an example of how people rely on certain references to help them make up their mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know what? On Wednesdays, we try to update. We have a little blog section on the website as well. And what we do is, my partner and I, we figure out exactly what's going on for that upcoming weekend. What's hot, what's happening. And although we're not a resource for, everything that's happening in the city, we're not a calendar, but we try to find something that's fun, something unique, so people can try something new.
Now, if people who have a business in the city, a social business like a restaurant mm-hmm. or retail, do you have retail on here too?
We do, yep. Okay. The shopping boutiques that are not chains.
Right. Right, like Spoiled or Rio.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, if they do, how do they get in touch with you in order to, join up with you?
Yeah, well, on the website, there's a little link there that they can contact me, and they can, if they provide their business information, I'll put their listing up for free there. We also have different incentives as well, like a Scene Advantage, and what that is, it's a coupon page for businesses to post a little coupon to try to get some new business in the door. It's a good way for people to try something new that they haven't tried before.
That's especially good at this economy, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you know what? With at least 80% of the consumer is online,
yep.
Then it's so important to have an online presence. And for those who haven't figured that out, they're really not taking advantage of the thousands of browsers on the website.
Absolutely. And it's kind of expensive, too, to have a marketing you know, machine and by doing a website, doing outdoor advertising. So this is a good way for businesses to really have a web presence without having to put down the dollar to invest in it.
And it's better than the yellow pages.
That's right.
Yeah, because you know what? I wanted, Alan, I wanted to take a minute while Luke is here to ask our listeners, just, okay, listen in. I wanted to ask them how many of our listeners have opened up the yellow pages, you know, in the last 30 days. And, you know, each one can't answer us, but think about it, Alan. How many times did you open up the yellow pages last month?
A lot.
Well, you're not supposed to say that.
Well, that's because I'm a very research-oriented type fellow. But your point is that very few people do. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. And that's why a reference a program like ours and a website like Luke's is invaluable.
Yep. Right, it's true. Well, anyway, this study was done by a marketing guru who does a lot of social networking marketing, and he asked the audience, there were about 100 people there, and there were maybe 3 or 4 who raised their hand on who opened up the yellow pages. Then he said, how many people have acted on a direct mail piece, and there was 5 people. Then he says, how many people have gone online to check something out in reference to what's going on in your area? And almost the whole place opened
up.
And a
great example of that is that the newspaper industry, unfortunately, in America is struggling, including the New York Times. And the reason is more and more people, as you have just indicated, get their information online.
Well, right. it's mostly because, you know, you're able to keep the information so updated, you know, up to the hour. Because in the printed world, when there's a change, when a restaurant closes, when a restaurant opens, you know, once it's printed, it's printed. And it's going to cost a lot to either retract it or reprint it. And with online, it's just a click of the button, so you can have it updated and available.
Yeah. I'll give you a perfect example of that. I arrived here in Boca on Tuesday, and I needed to look up some things, and I went to the yellow pages, and I could not find the places I was looking for because, just as you said, it is not updated.
You know what? One of the things that I asked Luke to come, since he seems to be the Mr. Social, the heartbeat of the area, is to come up with maybe some interesting things that are happening for the Valentine's weekend or the week leading up to it. So yeah. Do you have some things you can share with our listeners?
Well, you know what? It's funny. There's a lot of things going on in the city for Valentine's, especially with the music scene, you know, mm-hmm. the whole arts and entertainment. You know, Canal Street is doing a lot of different bands playing at their clubs there. My personal favorite thing to do is actually something I do for just a normal date night. I like to go down to KJ Barron's and buy myself a nice bottle of wine, and then I like to bring it over to just right down the street to Roma's Grill, because it's a nice BYOB place. So it's going to be affordable because I get the wine, I bring it there, I get great dish to eat, and it makes for a perfect night. And then go over to Sweets after that for dessert. So it's,
he sounds so European, doesn't he?
Boy, that's a complete evening for sure.
Oh,
but, and what I was going to say sounds so European, but so Worcester, because that's what it's all about.
That's right.
Yeah, in this area. That's great. Well, I know a lot of people who do that. That's like one of my favorite things to do. In fact, sometimes I even go home and change before I go to the next place.
Yep.
in fact, if I haven't changed 4 times that day, I break out in a sweat and a rash, and I'm like, I didn't change enough.
It's important to look good.
Yeah, I know this. But anyway, and then, so that's great. There's music going on, and of course, Maxwell's always has dancing.
Yep.
To your dancing pleasure, you can do the last dance there, too. Yeah, that's great.
Okay, look, you really are preventing a fabulous service. Give us your website again.
Yeah, it's WorcesterScene.com.
And do you have a phone number?
There's actually no phone number. It's all web-based.
Right.
Okay.
So we do have an email list, which is actually a pretty good service. We send out a monthly email highlighting some big events going on for that month, some coupons and different promotions. And you can join that on our website as well. If you go to WorcesterScene.com, it's at the bottom of each page. You can join up and get some good incentives.
Get your newsletter, which I get. It's great. You know, one more thing I wanted to say before Luke goes. In order for you to offer this free service to everybody, you really do need sponsors. You need people who will support you, who will take a bigger presence on your site. And so do we on the air, too.
It's how every group works.
I mean, yeah, it's free to listen to it and turn your radio on, but it's not free to carry the service that Ellen and I have been doing for over 2 years.
Yeah.
And same with you. So I'd like to sort of pitch and say that if you want an affordable...
Absolutely.
An affordable presence with millions of impressions because you get a lot of people on your site.
Yep.
Then you should support Luke and Worcester Scene. Keep it going, growing.
Yeah, you know, I started it for the small businesses in the city, so it's certainly affordable, and you get some great leads with it. So.
And also, since I'm saying that, Alan, we could use sponsors as well, because to keep this going, it's because of our sponsor.
Well, without a doubt, we certainly invite sponsors, restaurants, retailers, any small business, any large business, because there's no question we're getting the word out.
You know, Ellen, I want a jeweler. I want a jeweler coming on.
You want a jeweler?
I want a jeweler coming on. Yeah.
All right, we'll work on that.
I think we should. I think that's part of dining out experiences is to have some good jewels on.
That's right.
No question about it.
Hey, Luke, you just say it. That's whatever you. What do you want to see more on Dining Out Metro West?
You know, definitely the fashion is a very nice, important aspect of it. So I think that, especially with the new boutiques, you know, in the city, it's a good way to get some exposure.
Right. Yeah, especially with Valentine's Day coming.
That's right.
And you know what, Alan, with my new TV program, City Vibes Metro, Spoiled has asked me to wear some of the clothes, and there's been, now that they learn that I do that, and I have a pick of stuff to wear, but I have to say that you're right, the styles out there are gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
And I also wanted to say that if people haven't heard me say this, that some of these boutiques, especially Spoiled, has outfits that you see on the reality show on Bravo, the Housewives of Ocean County, which is a ritzy area of California, and New York, they are wearing styles that she carries in there.
That's terrific.
And I'm wearing them too now.
All
right, Alan.
Yes. Hey, Luke, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Look forward to meeting you myself in person.
Hey, enjoy the warm weather out there.
Yeah. Okay, I will.
And this is Dining Out Metro West with Alan and Christina, and we'll take a quick break and be right back.